John Trescott is from Trescott Rossman, and he's on the other end of our line. John, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
You're an early bird anyway, aren't you?
Well, I was, and I was actually in Grand Rapids yesterday when you guys called because I had a 7:30 presentation. So I just kind of threw my morning routine off a little bit.
John, right. Before we dive in to the Court of Appeals ruling on the casino bat proposal, I just wanted to get your take on Paul Ryan being named the running mate for Mitt Romney.
I think... From my perspective, I think it's a great pick. One thing, it certainly solidifies the base of the Republican Party for Mitt Romney. There were some people kind of questioning, is he conservative enough? What kind of decision maker will he be? And I think the Ryan pick really makes people feel confident about him, about the ticket. And I think more importantly, pretty much focuses the race on the economy, on the out-of-control spending and things like that. So it sets up a real nice contrast, and the decision between the two tickets couldn't be more starkly different. So from that standpoint, I think it's very good.
John, it's interesting to watch how the media portrays Ryan. You see stories on him, especially if they have a Democratic tilt, about how he comes from meager circumstances and how he worked his way through college. And then and how much of a workout addict he is, especially with P90X. But then the other perspective you get is that he's this wealthy guy who has forgotten those roots, and now he's especially according to the new spot, gonna be helping Mitt Romney toss senior citizens in the middle class over a cliff.
You know, I do think there is a point where voters look at those kind of attacks, and then it's like you go so far and it's just not believable anymore. You know, it's better to take subtle little attacks, because then you plan in people's mind, well, maybe there's something to it. But, I think that the ticket's doing a really good job kind of getting out and explaining what their plan is for to save Medicare, to save Social Security and things like that. Obviously, as the your previous guest was explained, the convention is a big deal as far as laying out the image and impression of the ticket, and I think they'll do a very solid job of that. So some of that will be wiped away, but it's like, well, if we don't do anything for Social Security and Medicare, it's gone. So at least the Romney Ryan ticket will have a plan, and if I'm going to say, okay, we've laid it out, now what's your plan? You talk about it, you criticize us. What are you going to do?
John, we have heard some folks say that Romney doesn't appear to be a fighter, that he doesn't defend himself enough, that he's not fiery, that he doesn't draw the people to his message, whereas Ryan is a pretty fiery guy. What's your take on that?
Well, I think we're seeing a change in Romney as a candidate with the addition of Paul Ryan. I think that he is getting more fiery. He is fighting back. I think that this choice, having a vice presidential nominee with him has fired him up quite a bit. So I think we're seeing him develop as a candidate and grow as a candidate, and I think people are going to like what they see.
John Trescott is the spokesperson for the Protect Michigan vote. The Court of Appeals ruled that the casino ballot proposal was unconstitutional. The Secretary of State was ordered to remove the issue from the November ballot. What's your take on this story?
Well, we were very, very pleased with the decision from the Court of Appeals. They understood the arguments. We believed, actually, as we had talked a couple of weeks ago after we were in the Court of Appeals, that this went way too far and didn't meet some of the basics that the Constitution requires in terms of mentioning what acts you're trying to change or appeal. Obviously, we expect an appeal up to the Supreme Court, but this decision was so clear, so direct. And it was a very diverse panel in terms of their background, partisan background, things that we think, even if the Supreme Court does take it up, there's not a lot of room left for the other side to go in terms of what they would argue. So, this wins one for the Constitution. And as I had said before, it sends the message that Michigan's Constitution, at least for this proposal, the Constitution is not for sale.
You know, it's interesting in looking at this story and looking at another ballot proposal which would change the Constitution and really put some teeth from the union perspective into collective bargaining. people appear to be going this route to get what they want.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people do this in California, and it's led to very, very bad government. They have a deficit that they're running. They have no ability in how they spend their budget because everything is locked down. It's pretty easy to get something on the ballot. You have to have about $2 million, and then you can run a campaign and try to buy your way in. I think it's really bad government, and I think the more that we can get decisions out of the Court of Appeals, like with this casino proposal, like we're likely to get on the collective bargaining, we have to let people know that, you know, this is the legislature's job. This is what they're elected to do. If you don't like what they're doing, then vote them out. But you don't just manipulate the Constitution this way by buying into what you want. It's just not the right way to do things.
Final question for you, John. As the spokesperson for Governor John Engler, look back for a minute here with us and tell us, do you recall a dialogue, conversation, challenges with collective bargaining issues, as well as the debate giving business perhaps too much to allow them to succeed while taking away from others to do that? Do you remember the battles like that?
No, I really don't. And you have to remember that we were coming out of, when Governor Engler came in, we were coming out of a pretty deep recession where, jobs, again, were the mantra as far as what everybody was focusing on. But, you know, we went at it from a perspective that we did have to become more business friendly, and we did that by making government more consistent. So you knew what decisions you were going to get. That helped business quite a bit. We were looking for any jobs to come back to Michigan, whether they be union, non-union. It didn't matter to us. But no, I don't. It didn't go this far. And I don't know really what is causing all of this. Other than maybe the unions are kind of dying away, their numbers are down, so they're fighting back in a different way. It's just it's not good for the state at this point.
All right, thanks so much, John.
Okay, Tony, we'll see you.